It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Let's turn to the Genesis chapter 5, starting from verse 1.
This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created.
Now here we read, God created a first man, Adam. And in Adam, there was a woman in Adam. So when God created man, he knew he's going to take woman out of him. He said the day he created them, he says them, he gave them name Adam. In the eyes of God, man or woman, we are all equal, all same. But when Jesus Christ came, then again he says, in Christ, there is no male, there is no female. So we are all one in Jesus Christ. Verse 3.
And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth.
Now here we see if somebody first time they're reading the Genesis chapter 5 and they're going to say that Adam has only one son Seth, and they will forget what happened to Cain and Abel. Otherwise they will say why God did not care about Cain and Abel. Now we learned a little bit about Cain. Cain was the rebellious child, and he went against God, and because of that, he killed his brother. And not only that, we see separation. Cain and his family, they became not only worldly, the wild, demonic, evil people. They had good talents because they are all Adam's children. They can make music, they can dance, they can have weapons of warfare, all kinds of instruments. They are very smart people. But at the same time, they use all their wisdom for destruction and destroying people. And here we see when Cain left, Abel is killed. Adam and his family were depressed. We already learned in chapter 4, no prayer, no worship, no thanking God, nothing. Because when you lose something, you hate God. Even though it is not God's fault, we hate God when the difficult time comes in our life. But we don't see why this happened. Can we check our life? We should come to Jesus Christ. So here we see this Cain's family, they were growing. Adam can see how they are one after another children are coming. And Adam doesn't have a child in between. And so he says, Cain is blessed. His children are blessed. They are dancing. They are doing music. They are happy. But here I am depressed because I don't have any child anymore. God gives him a son, Seth. Still he is not satisfied. Still he did not say, thank you, Lord, that I got a son and you have already blessed me. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to thank you for God. Then Seth got a son. And Seth was thankful to God. He said, thank God. God has given me the son. And then they start worshiping God. Their worshiping means bringing sacrifice to God, which Cain did not want to do it. But now, Seth says, Cain rebelled. He is now doing all demonic things. He is our enemy, but we are going to worship the Lord. And they start worshiping God, thanking God, and glorifying God. And we just learn in Seth's family, from Adam to Enoch, the seventh person God blessed. And he was preaching and teaching other people to come to God. But the Cain's people, they didn't want any part of God. Last time we learned, Lamech killed one person. He said, that person wounded me, so I killed him. And now, nobody should kill me, because if Cain can have sevenfold, I should have 70 times sevenfold. And so he wanted to be safe and do wrong thing, and nobody should say anything what he is doing wrong. So here we see this Cain's family, they are already enemy to each other, and they are killing each other. And I think when the Enoch was the first preacher preaching the word of God and telling these people, don't do wrong thing, because that time we do not know what he was preaching, but he might be preaching, we are all one family. Why we are fighting? Lamech already killed one of our brothers. Please don't do these things. We don't need any weapons. We need love, God's blessing. They didn't want to hear. And the word of God says they wanted to kill him. They wanted to destroy him. And maybe he prayed, Lord, what am I going to do? I'm just the seventh from Adam. This is not so long genealogy. And within this time, the people are so evil. They are trying to kill me. They are trying to destroy me. God said, okay, you live in faith. You love me, you walk with me, I'm not going to allow you to go through these kind of problems. I'm going to take you up. And so God took him. We already learned in the book of Revelation, Enoch and Elijah, they went to heaven without seeing the death. God kept them for the right time, and they will be coming. And Revelation chapter 11, we see the testimony of these two people, never saw the death. They were courageous people, and they were preaching in the time of tribulation. So now we know the Enoch was the first preacher, preaching the gospel, preaching the love of God, and people didn't like it. And we learn already, book of Hebrews, it says he walked with God, he pleased God, and God took him. And Jude says, why God took him? Because he was the first preacher, just like Elijah. He was a strong man, preaching the strong message. God is going to judge you one day, and he will coming. Now, he never saw millions and billions of people. That time, the population was not that big. But he said, thousands and thousands of saints of God will come with Jesus Christ someday, and there will be time of judgment. That prophecy is not finished yet. Do you know how long it will take to fulfill the prophecy of Enoch? Jesus Christ will come, and some of the evil people will be killed, and some of the people will be dead. After the millennium, all the dead will be rise again, and then will be more judgment. But the judgment is for sure. Sometimes people do something wrong, and nothing happens. And that's why they keep on doing it. Hey, nobody can catch me. I'm smartest person. I can lie. I can cheat. One bank robbery after another. One murder after another. And nobody can catch me. I'm the superhero. But they do not know everything is recorded in the book. And the day will come, the judgment day, and the book will be open, and the person will be brought forth. And then he said he'll going to ask him in front of everybody. Whatever you did it in secret, it will come to surface. And you have to give the account to God at that particular time. I told you, one man called me the other day, and he says, Pastor Peter, I'm afraid of my secret sins. If my secret sins will be revealed in the time of judgment, I will be embarrassed. What should I do? I said, sir, it says in St. John chapter 5 and verse 24, it says, if you believe in Jesus Christ, your sins will be forgiven. Not only that, there will be no judgment for you. Please read.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
See, you will pass from death unto life Not only that, no judgment. God is not going to judge you once you plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And this is the time. Some people are saying, oh, when I go to heaven, I'll be perfect. You will be not able to go to heaven in the first place. You have to purify yourself in this world. How you can purify? By the blood of Jesus Christ. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Live for Jesus Christ. And then your life will be useful for the glory of God. Okay, let's go back to the Genesis chapter 5. Let's read verse 4.
And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Now see, Adam lived 930 years, but that was not his age. Age started when he committed sin. But Adam might have lived millions of years, we don't know, maybe billion years. Why? Because the scientist says this world is, this universe is billions and millions of trillions of years. We do not know how long Adam lived. But the day he committed sin, day he died spiritually, and then 930 years later, he died physically. But in between, he got sons and daughters. And somebody said, oh, yes, the only Seth's name is given. This is the Seth name is given for genealogy. But all other brothers and sisters, they might be hundreds and thousands. Can you imagine 930 years you live? The child comes only 9 months or 10 months. So every year you can have children 900 years or 930 years. He just, you know, 130 years and then only he got Seth. But even the 130 to 930, how many 800 years, how many children he can bring. Meantime, he's having children, Seth is having children, Enosh is having children, and everybody is having children, so the world population is growing. And that's why there was a problem between Enoch's family or Adam's family or Seth's family and Cain's family. And that's why they were killing and destroying. We will be reading as soon as this fifth chapter is finished, we see the Noah, and Noah's time we will see the evil thing was so much evil. We will be seeing that later. Okay, let's read verse 6.
And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalalel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died.
Now, can you imagine, when you see the genealogy, up to now, we see everybody's age like 800, or nobody went 930 yet. But here we see Jared gave the birth to Enoch. And Enoch was a blessed child because he lived for God, he worshiped God, he pleased God. So in your family, if there is a one child dedicated to Jesus Christ, your whole family is going to be blessed. When God called me, my father said, son, don't leave us. You are the first son. Stay here. I said, Dad, you are a man of God. First son, you should be dedicating to God. So he said, okay, you go and serve. My mom comes and she holds my hand and she said, your dad says go, your brother says go, your boss says go, but I will not let you go. I said, Mom, 4 brothers and 2 sisters died. What did you do? Nothing. So today, if I say I'm not going, and today if I die, can you hold my soul? She said, no. Then I said, let me go and serve the Lord, and God will bless you and all of our family. And thank God, when God called me, I came to USA, and I was just like a Joseph. I blessed my family. And through me, many of my brothers, they are blessed. Because the word of God says, when the Jared gave birth to the Enoch, and Enoch pleased God, and God gave this Jared a long life. 962 years this man lived. Why? Because God blessed his family. Okay, verse 21. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died.
Can you imagine? Now see, the Lamech gave birth to Methuselah. And you'll see in Methuselah's family is Noah is coming. So you see, this man also lived 969 years. It's the longest time anyone lived in the history of mankind. So how God blesses, you are blessing to your family and your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will be blessed. The word of God says God blesses his children for 7th generation. So when you serve the Lord, God will bless your family members. 5:28.
And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed.
Now see, when this man, Lamech, got some kind of vision, I don't know what he was thinking, he says, because of Adam's sin, because of Cain's sins, whole land is cursed. But Noah, my son, is going to do something. He's going to change the world. He's going to take the curse away. And God is going to bless us. I don't think he was able to see the, what do you call, Noah's blessing. But he just prophesied that my son will take the curse away. Noah is one person I see. He lived almost 500 years and no children. So what he was doing? 500 years he was serving the Lord. He was grateful to God. And his father prophesied, and his father might be saying, son, God is going to bless you. And through you, maybe the whole world is going to be blessed. He knew my son will have a better future than us. Sometimes you do not understand. Sometimes you get a late children. Sometimes somebody do not have children for 5 years, 7 years. There was a family and they said, you know, we are married for 7 years and we don't have any children. And somebody said, why don't you go to doctor? They went to doctor and the ladies went to doctor. Doctor says, you cannot have any children. And then the husband thought, maybe she is defective, let me go. So he went and got a checkup. They said, you cannot have children. Now there is no reason to divorce. Both of them cannot have children. But they start coming to our church. And one day, that girl's mother called me to their house. And I went to their house, and the mother says, "This is my daughter, married for a long time, no children," but she did not tell me other history. She said, "Could you please pray?" I called my wife. I said, "Put your hand on her stomach." And I put my hand on my wife's hand. And together we agreed and said, "Lord, give her children." And I just prayed. And that time was a Christmas Eve service. I invited her to Christmas Eve service. And there I was preaching, and I said, "You know, Mary was virgin. An angel comes and gives her a message that you are going to have a son. And your son will be greatest. He will be called the son of the highest. And he will be king. And his kingdom will be forever." And then Mary started having excuses. But then angels start giving her more messages. "Your sister Elizabeth was barren for a long time, old lady. She is already pregnant." Then she clicks in her mind, if God can do that miracle, God. So what did she say? She said, "Let it be according to your word, whatever you said." As soon as the angel heard, she said, "Let it be according to your word." Angel disappeared, angel knew, and she became pregnant instantly. So the point I'm making, and I told the lady, as Mary believed that she could not have children, she's virgin. So your story is something like that. You cannot have a children. But if the Mary believed, "I believe your word and let it be according to your word. And if you believe, God will give you children." And she got a son. And I told her, when you get a son, dedicate to the Lord. And she dedicated her son to the Lord. And a war was happening in where? Iraq. And he was preaching the word of God there. So the point I'm making, once you believe and God gives you children, you dedicate your children to God. So here we see, Noah's father was happy, even though he didn't see 500 years. Nobody had that kind of gap. Having no children, only Noah. 500 years and no children. And so people almost give up hope. If you don't have children, they say, maybe this wife has a problem, let me marry another one. That's why I give the example. Sometimes both people may have defect, but God can do miracles. So the point I'm making, you have to trust in God. But the point I'm making, mother and father, they have to trust in God, believing my son will be blessing to us and our family. Some people, you know, they think negative when their children are born. When I went to somebody's house, he said, "That child is kicking. Ah, you are Tyson. You're going to be boxer." I said, "Why are you thinking bad about your son? Why you want Tyson? Why can't you say, my son will be a preacher? My son will be a servant of God. Why don't you think like that? Why you want to think negative?" Somebody says, "Boxing is not bad." Oh yeah? How many people got brain damage and how many people are suffering? You have to be thankful to God that I am going to bless my children. I am going to prophesy over them. I don't care how they look right now, mentally or physically, or they are bad or whatever. I believe my children will be good. I prayed for my daughter before she was born. I laid hand and prayed. And God already showed me in a vision before I was even married. And I saw him standing in the railway station in Bombay, Victoria Railway Station. And I see my daughter, and she is holding my son, and they are coming. And I saw them in a dream, exactly what they looking, where they looked when they were 4 years and 8 years or something like that. And I was happy. But when my wife became pregnant, I forgot the dream. And I'm praying, "Lord, give me a first son so he can be a preacher." And first comes the girl. And as soon as the girl came, and the nurse comes and she said, "It's a girl." 1 minute I thought I prayed for a boy. It's a girl. I said, "Thank you." And when I went there, God revealed that dream. I was going to give you first daughter. And so I took the baby Priscilla in my hand. She started looking at me just like she's alert. And she just like she wanted to talk to me. And this girl, when she was 4 to 5 months old, she starts saying, "Daddy, dada, dada." And she was the daddy's girl. You heard the stories many times, how she liked the daddy from the childhood. Then we don't have children for 5 years. We didn't have any family planning. We wanted children, as many as children we can. But no children. 5 years. Priscilla comes and says, "Daddy, I need a brother or sister." She thought, you know, mommy and daddy can just say a word and child can come. I said, "Priscilla, God has to give it to us. Why don't you pray?" And we told Priscilla to pray for brother or sister. And she prayed, and then Philip came. And so what I'm trying to say, it took a lot of prayer. When the Philip also, when he was in a womb, we prayed, laid hand, and we dedicate these both children to God. You and your husband should be thankful to God. Whatever God gives to you, sometimes devil plays trick on you. Just like he played trick on me. When God told me, "I'm going to give you a daughter," and I'm asking for a son. And he wanted me to be bitter with God. "Why did you give me daughter?" And I have seen the people like that. There is a man, he's an Olympic champion, a bicycle, and he got a beautiful girl, and she got a baby girl. And as soon as the baby girl he heard, he said, "Don't bring that baby here. I don't want a girl." I just simply said, "Sir, it's God's giving." But he did not show so much love to that girl. And here this mother got sick. And she was admitted in the hospital. I went there and prayed. And I talked to the sister. She said, "You know, I saw a dream." I said, "What did you see?" "I saw a dream that my baby is in Jesus' hand." And she didn't know the baby is sick. Baby was sick in another ward. And she is having surgery in another ward. And so I knew the baby is sick. And I knew that God is trying to tell her, "I'm going to take your baby away." But I was not able to tell her that time. And I went home, and some people came to tell me, "Pastor Peter, you have to rush to hospital. The baby is dying." So I rushed. And I am saying, the baby is in the Jesus' hand. That means this baby is not going to live. What I'm going to pray? So I didn't know what to say. So as soon as I stepped to that steps, somebody came to me, baby just died. I felt bad, but at the same time I said, thank God that I knew that baby is in the hands of God. Now, I didn't know how to tell this lady. So the lady was released. Maybe they told she has to come home. And she comes home, and here she sees the flowers and some incense smell. And she's saying, "What I'm smelling? What happened? What's happening?" Nobody's telling her anything. When she comes and she sees baby's dead. So you can see that mother start crying and beating on her chest, and she could not stop. They called me, "Pastor Peter, please come." So I came and said, "Sister, didn't God show you where your baby is? Your baby is safe in the hand of God. Your husband doesn't love your child. So why are you worried? You don't want this child to suffer." She remembered that dream. She said, "Pastor Peter, I'm sorry. I'm not going to cry anymore. If I cry, then God will say, you are angry at me. So now I feel comfortable that my child is in the hand of God." So I left. She never cried after that. Husband comes from work, he didn't know. And when he came to know, and he started banging his head to the wall and biting his hands, and they said, call Pastor Peter. So I went there, I said, sir, what's the problem? Oh, my baby. I said, you didn't want the baby. Why you want the baby now? He said, I'm sorry, maybe I said something, that's why God took it. I don't know what to do now. And please pray for me that God should forgive me. And he's crying. I said, listen, if you stop crying, God will do something. I said, what do you want? I want my baby back. Okay? I said, listen, I'm not going to pray and raise this baby right now. But I'm going to pray that God is going to give you a daughter just like her. What do you want? Are you happy with that? Yes, another girl came just like her, and he learned his lesson, and he loved that child. The point I'm making, when God gives you something, don't fight with God. Some people say, I didn't ask retarded child, I didn't ask this girl, I didn't ask this boy. God knows better. Sometimes when something happens, God wants to teach you some lesson. Devil does something wrong. God can make something right. I have seen the retarded children, or what you call the mentally challenged children. When they're 16, 17, 18, something clicks and completely normal. It can happen. God can do it. But we have to be faithful. But if you start kicking that child, I don't need this child, and why this child came into this world, even the person who is good, that child can be bad. Something can happen. A car accident can happen, or a stroke can happen, or anything can happen. So you cannot blame God. You have to be always thankful to God what God has given to us. All the children is a gift of God. The small or big or darker or lighter or whatever. All children are God's children. And God has purpose in every child. Every child can be a blessing to you if you believe it. Now, this man believed in, you see, Noah's father believed, Enoch's father believed that Enoch will be a great man. God bless Enoch's father. Enoch became a preacher. He preached the gospel. God took him, and he is blessed, and he might be coming back, and we will be able to see him in heaven. God has a plan for each and every family. One coming from Adam, 7 Lamech. One coming from Adam, 7 Enoch. Both are his children. But one became the worldly, one became godly. You have to train your children when they are small. When the tree you planted and the plant start going crooked, what you do? Put a rod, tie it, will go straight. But you say, well, I wait 10 years. Now if I do it, that plant will break. Wait for 10 years, and then you will not be able to bend it. Bend the tree, bend the child when they're small. The word of God says, if you hit your child with a rod, he'll not die. But if you don't, it will go to hell. Because the child has already naughtiness built in. You don't have to be 10 years old to be a bad child. Do you know little children, even the 2 months or 3 months old, you give it in somebody's hand, they don't know how to talk. So what they will do? They will wet the other person or do something wrong or vomit. Because they know, you're not my father, you're not my mother, I'm going to do some damage to you. And they do. They cry, or they don't want to stay with somebody else. And they know from the childhood how to behave naughty. As soon as they become 2, it's a lot of trouble in your house. When you see the naughtiness in your children, some people like naughty children. And some people say, oh, it's okay, let him do it. And he beats him and father, okay, good, good. When he's being 20, he'll be really beating and bringing your teeth out. You have to know how to control when they are small. Okay, let's go back to our chapter, Genesis chapter 5. We're going to finish it. Verse 30?
30.
Okay.
And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Can you imagine? Now this man's, Lamech's age is given. It's not like other man's 969, but his age is 777. Seven number is the number of perfection. So now this man, he's a blessed man. He lives 777 years. God has blessed us. It's all heavenly blessings. One lady came and she said, Pastor Peter, I'm married, I have a child, 13 years old. After that, there is no children. And my daughter is craving for brother or sister. I said, how many children you want? As many as God can give. I prayed for her and said, God, give her many children. And she said, what should I do now? I said, prepare the baby crib and baby's clothes. And she started doing it. And came to my house and put it through the door and she left. And when I opened the envelopes, she said, I am pregnant. Thank you for prayer. And she moved from Philadelphia to Texas. And her girlfriend was living in here. I said, sister, this lady went to Texas. I prayed for her and I didn't see her a child. And now 4 or 5 years passed. Does she have any children? She said, I lost the count. I don't know how many children she has. If you do not have children for 13 years, and if God wants to bless you, he can give you children. But you have to be in the will of God. You have to know that you are walking in the right path. If Noah walked in the right path, 500 years no children, walked in the path of God, he got 3 boys, no girls. 500 years he waited. And we will be learning that next week. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have called us with a definite high calling. Our life in this world is very short. We read some of the people live 969 years, but now the life is shortened for 120 years. But we believe if we live for Christ, and if Jesus Christ comes, we don't have to die, and we will live for eternity. So give us grace to live for Christ. We don't know how to run our lives. But Jesus Christ is the Master, is the Lord of our lives. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to live for you and for your glory. We commit our lives into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Please be seated.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.